Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, fresh manna for your soul. Taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. We have a fired up teaching for you this morning. Daily Fire is sponsored by ChurchSuitsForMe.com, with everything from church suits to for pastors, first ladies, lay member, auxiliary attire, everything that you need, including hats and ties, are available on ChurchSuitsForMe.com. So please check out our sponsor and make your orders. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is we are not those who have no hope. We are not those who have no hope. And our scripture comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, you can call in. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in while I'm live on the air, you can always ensure that you do not miss one episode of this Daily Fire by following the podcast so that the recording will be texted straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, that's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text to let you know that you are following. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. How do you spell it? FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. And you can also contact me there. Some of you have reached out or regarding how do you invite me to your church. All of that can be done on my website. Just go to the contact/booking page and send your information, and then I will get back to you. So again, it's FeeldFire.com. Let's go to this word. I am in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, reading from the KJV. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Listen to that again. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Come on and give God praise for his word today. What is our topic? Say it aloud with me right now. We are not those who have no hope. Brothers and sisters, catastrophe and calamity are all around us. Every day, from the moment we arise and watch the news until the moment that we go to sleep and watch the news again at night, something negative has happened. Someone has died. Someone has murdered another person. There has been some bombing or plane crash or train crash somewhere. Something is going on in government. Something bad has happened at a school or a place of employment or a place of worship. All day, every day, our minds are inundated with catastrophe, with calamity, with negativity, to the point where sometimes it leaves you feeling hopeless. Even those of us who pray, even those of us who fast, give, tithe, attend service, worship the Lord all day long, are within the Holy of Holies in His glory. Even we sometimes get exhausted. Sometimes we get exasperated. And sometimes we even feel like giving up. Father, we cry. Do you hear me? Glory. Lord, did you see my situation? God, don't you see what's going on in the lives of my loved ones? How can you be God Almighty and not come in and see about us? Those are the cries, the ponderings, and the contemplation of people who feel they have no hope. But today, brothers and sisters, I came to remind you, to encourage your souls, that we are not those who have no hope. We are not those who are hopeless. Glory. In the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that I read unto you today, Paul was reminding them that no matter what happens, no matter what you see, no matter what's going on, God never leaves us. God never forsakes us. So he said, now we know. In other words, this is one thing that is a surety. It is a certainty. And now we know. What do we know, brothers and sisters? That all things, not some things, not maybe not half of the things, but all things do what? Work together for good. Oh, this ought to be encouraging you right now. What do you know today? That all things, every trial, every tribulation, everything that you've gone through and everything that you're going through right now, every obstacle and every attack, everything that's coming to try to shift you out of the will and the hope of God, all of those things will ultimately and eventually work together for the good. Hallelujah. For whom? To them, it says, they love God. Do you love him today? Do you love God today? To them, it says, who are the called according to his purpose. So if you know that you love God, if you know that you are called in accordance with his will, today I remind you that all things will work together for the good, that everything you are facing, God has already worked it out. It doesn't matter if you can see it yet in the natural realm. Just go ahead and begin to praise him. Go ahead and begin to thank him. Go ahead and no hope because your hope rests in God. In the book of 1 Corinthians 10:13, the Bible lets us know that no temptation, nothing has taken us, but such as is common to man, but God, who is faithful, will not allow us to be tempted above what we are able, but with every temptation, every obstacle, every fight, God will make a way of escape. We are not those who have no hope. Our hope is in God. Hallelujah. In the 25th verse of Psalm 37, David stated, I once was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's seed begging bread. This is why we have hope. This is why we are certain that everything we need, glory, God is going to work out. God is going to do it. God has already made the way. God has already heard you. God has already blessed you. This is not the time for you to grow weary. This is not the time for you to grow faint. Today is not the day for you to give up. This is not the moment for you to start doubting God. This is not the minute for you to believe that God can no longer do the impossible. We are not those who have no hope. We are not those who have no hope. Our hope rests in God. Come on and just praise him. Wherever you are right now, begin to thank him for the victory. What victory? The victory for everything you laid before him. This one thing we know, as we read in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good to them that love God. Come on, let's get ready to go into prayer. Just begin to thank him today. Just thank him. Don't give the devil the victory. God has given you the victory. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, Lord, we come today in the name of Jesus. God, we just magnify you for today's powerful word that we know that all things, glory, work together for the good to them who love God, who are the called according to your purpose. So, Lord, we stand on that today. No matter what the obstacle is, we have hope. No matter what the trial is, we have hope. No matter what the tribulation, no matter what it looks like, we have hope in you, Lord. No matter if our children, our loved ones, ourselves, if we're incarcerated on drugs, no matter what the fight is, we have hope in you. Lord, I ask you just to encourage everyone listening. Encourage them, God. Send down your latter rain. Send down your blessings. Remind them of who you are. Not who they are, but who you are. Glory. And because you are God, we still have hope. Let everyone listening say, I have hope today. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Say, I have hope today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's get ready and do the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Say, I have hope today. Listen, brothers and sisters, welcome to the family of Christ. All of you, make sure that you're getting your daily devotional here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday, live at 7 a.m. Eastern. And if you cannot tune in at 7, make sure you follow the podcast by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, that's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, as well as each day, Monday through Friday, at 8 a.m. Eastern, you'll receive a recording of that day's teaching. Now, our topic for today is, we are not those who have no hope. Your task for today is to walk in the hope of Christ. No matter what the situation is, no matter what confronts you today, respond to it by saying, I have the victory over this in the name of Jesus. Visit me, send me your prayer request. For those of you, again, who are reaching out to invite me to your church, you do all of that on my website, feeldefire.com, FeeldFire.com. You have the hope. This is the one thing you know for sure. It's going to work out. I'll see you in the morning.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.